Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Texans signed tight end Darren Fells. It looks like the Ryan Griffin era will be over. The guy who's hung around for six seasons, I believe, with the Houston Texans, finally gone, along with Alfred Blue, who probably the most unpopular guy on the roster, despite what a nice guy he is. People are tired of watching Alfred Blue carry the football.
He's a fisherman, too, so it pains me to a certain degree, but it's time.
But it was time to move on. And something else that left during the offseason that I think Texans fans were tired of was Kevin Johnson over celebrations. You know, he'd make a tackle 12 yards downfield, and the next thing you know, Kevin Johnson would be celebrating, you know, as if there was just a goal line stand or something like that.
Yeah.
And amidst all these moves and amidst the departure of Ryan Griffin and Alfred Blue, I got to wondering, what are some other things that need to go away in regards to H-Town sports, John? What are some other things that you would like to see just go away forever and become extinct?
I've got a few things that immediately came to mind. This more than anything, I think, all right? Because it's this goes across all three major sports here, probably including the Dynamo. I've never seen
the Dynamo, huh?
Cover them. I've never seen it fit them.
Don't say the Wave.
No, not the
Okay,
Wave.
Thank you. I don't know why it gets such a bad rap.
No. Well, it's tight. But anyway, it's a different point. Little man syndrome. Why don't we act like the fourth largest city, soon to be third largest city in the country? The little man syndrome we have, they hate us. They're biased against us. We don't get attention. You know, the Rockets never get the, if this happened to James Harden, they would not notice it. You know, we have a complex in this city collectively, and that needs to end. We are the fourth largest city in the country. We should act like it. Because somebody is not writing or talking about you 24/7 does not mean that they hate you and they're holding it against you. That needs to end.
Talking about stuff that needs to end in Houston sports, amidst the likeliness that Ryan Griffin will no longer be a Houston Texan along with Alfred Blue, Carlos Correa injuries.
Ooh.
I've seen enough of them. I need them to go away. I need to see the phenom become the phenom. I've been waiting for too long. I've been waiting damn near half a decade. Carlos, mm-hmm. You're newly engaged. You and your wife are hand in hand. You are trying to be a power couple. If you want to get where you want to be as a couple, you got to start looking like the phenom we've wanted. Mm-hmm. And when you're injured, it prevents you from doing that. Carlos Correa injuries got to go.
Clay Walker singing the anthem needs to go. It's not anti-Clay Walker. It's the anti-Clay Walker, I guess, we're getting deluged with him every year. Does he sing it at least twice a year, it seems like?
At least once.
At least once. That needs to go away.
Pictures of cattle farms before they pan to the stadium when the Texans are playing a home game.
Gosh.
Look, I understand that there are places where there are cattle farms in Texas. They're nowhere near NRG, okay? If you want to show the city, you want to show the stuff going on, that's fine. But we don't need cattle farms before you go zoom in on Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans taking the field. Those gots to go.
Introductions at Texans games. Where the announcer says
nicknames,
the first name, and the fans are supposed to say the last name.
Thank you. This was on my list. Look at this.
Is that right?
It was on my list.
Because
just be a professional.
Well, no, it's not only that.
That's arena league crap.
What year is this of the Texans' existence? Is this going to be year 16?
17.
17?
17, 18, yeah.
They've tried it every year. I think 16 years of it not catching on is a hint.
It's corny. It's arena league.
That's a hint.
There's nothing wrong with saying number 10, DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver.
And put some juice on it. That's your
job. Nuke.
You don't have to say Nuke. Well, it's not only
Kush.
The nickname, but you know how they say the first name of the fans?
Nuts,
the fans are, they've got other things to do. They want to cheer. They don't
plus,
need
half of them. Half of them don't know what you're talking
on.
About.
You've been trying it for 16 years.
I
believe.
Please wrap that.
I believe it's been a part of their introductions every year since
it's
the inception.
It's not a cult tradition.
Maybe it started a couple of years later. But at least double digits.
Stop it.
DeAndre. And everybody looking around like, it's Hopkins, right?
They got to quit that.
Stop it.
100% with you. It's one of the worst things. Talking about things that need to go in Houston sports, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Ryan Griffin blocking. It's already gone, but I just want to restate it. Ryan Griffin blocking and being in control of the health of my franchise quarterback, that's got to go. It is gone. Something else that needs to go from the Texans offense, the damn sideways pass. I don't know what is going on with that. It's crazy enough even when it's to DeAndre, but when it's to somebody else, it's even more frustrating. Let's get rid of that sideways pass.
Houston, we have a problem.
Oh, no.
Stop it. It's not us, though. It's not us doing that. It's others. Didn't somebody have a headline on that last week? I saw like a national outlet. I forget. And I went, oh, Lord, you're so clever, except you're not.
Talking about things in Houston that need to go away. Clyde Drexler calling Rockets games. Sorry, bro. Yeah. I look. Enough is enough. Mm-hmm. Matt Bullard's earned the right to have half that broadcast to himself. I know that Clyde's a legend. It's got to stop, though. I don't need to hear Clyde Drexler calling any more games.
That I agree with. I mean, no.
I mean, I'm just asking.
Hey,
I mean,
guy's a legend, but that's enough of that.
Enough is enough.
I'm.
Sometimes I don't even think he's back from the bathroom when they start.
I'm sorry I did not think of this one, but 2515 did. The Astrodome.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, surprised.
Yeah.
Surprised.
I should have thought
that's
of that.
That's your thing.
I should have thought
your
of
brand.
That. That's right. The Astrodome should have gone probably 10 years ago.
This one's something that bugs Figgy. Figgy doesn't get bugged very, very easily. Whining about referees during Rockets games. It's reached a high peak.
Yeah.
Dallas used to be, Dallas used to be the whiniest. No, I'm talking about just on the internet, on the text line, everything. Dallas used to be the whiniest in regards to officials. But now it's gotten to a point where Rockets fans have taken over as the biggest whiners in regards to refs. Let's just let that go. You got a good squad. Don't have to whine about it.
I just
all the
hate
time.
When you whine after a win. Because after the team won, like what you whining about? They still won.
Exactly.
713-572-4610 to get in. What in Houston sports needs to go? You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey.
Been a long time, my brothers.
Yes.
Hey, one of the things I hate the most, I mean, I love Vandermeer, but damn, every time you score, get a first down, and here comes Vandermeer. Another Texan first down. The first down.
That ain't Vandy.
That's the PA guy. That's the same PA.
It's the PA guy. Yeah. That would be
I actually kind of like that. See, that's a great example. That one has caught on. But you try 16 years of doing the first name, last thing, and it's still not working, that's a sign. That's a sign it needs to stop.
All right, here's something else that needs to go. I feel like I'm throwing some flames right now. I don't want to offend people. But we're talking about things in Houston sports that need to go in the spirit of Alfred Blue and Ryan Griffin finally leaving the Houston Texans.
What?
Rockets concessions got to improve. Tillman Fertitta bought the team. I know he's not completely in control. But they need to just do a complete overhaul of the concessions.
Really?
There. It's the worst in the NBA.
I guess I just have like my go-tos there.
I'm just telling you. When Tillman Fertitta owns your squad,
I got a feeling that when
you got to be better.
When Tillman Fertitta owns your squad, it's gonna change.
You got to be better.
It's gonna change. 713-572-4610. This is on the field, off the field. Somebody said the nosebleed celebration for James Harden.
I love anything that's going on with the nosebleed. I'm a man of the people, so I'm okay with that.
Slime season needs to go ahead.
Hell no.
That needs to be a one-year.
Watch your mouth,
that needs
man.
To be a one-year
slime
thing.
Season.
Yeah. Watch your mouth,
that
man.
Needs to be a one-year thing. He needs to come up with something else.
Money Mike, what needs to change?
What do you do?
Hey.
Hey, this is what needs to change. John McClain watching a 32-inch TV.
Yes.
That has got to change.
What can we do about it, though?
Somebody kidnap his wife.
That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
All right. Well, here's another something that I'll leave you with for the Texans brass. Success is never owned. It is rented. And the rent is due every day.
Yes, it is. That's profound. That is profound.
So damn good. Stuff that needs to change in Houston sports. We'll keep this going throughout the show. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We're going to improve the NCAA tournament. We're going to make March Madness greater. We're also going to make the Texans a little bit nastier next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.